Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bows and Company. I am your host, Emily O. Happy new week. Hello, Mom. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Emily. You're looking sporty.
I'm a little cash, but you're carrying this team right now with your cute outfit. I'm in flux right now. I'm in that terrible window where you are in the middle of your glow up, but we're not there yet, but you still have things to do. So I just got a spray tan because I leave for Dallas tomorrow, but we have kind of a full day of recording. So I feel incognito. I actually can't hear or see anything because I have a baseball hat on if you're joining us on video, and then I have my headphones because I didn't want to put makeup on because I'm letting my spray tan marinate, and I'm also in this crazy outfit.
No.
This is my tanning look. It's a spank set.
I like your set, and I knew you had it on, so it's really chilly today.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I was dressed like full summer when I left.
Yeah, you were.
And so I just came back and I changed and I put a little sweater on, but I thought the black and the tennis rackets on my sweater would pick up on your black set.
I love that. That's so great that you did that. When you're looking very put together, I feel crazy, but excited to be tan. I didn't tan all this because I know you guys were wondering, when's the last time Emily tanned? I know you just were asking that and I wanted to clarify. I didn't tan this weekend, so I was feeling like so pale, terrible, but I'm excited
Such
for
a process.
Little glow.
Yeah,
How
I can't wait
you?
To see the transformation.
Yeah, well, you'll see it all in Dallas, but just know that in this moment, I feel like this weird recluse.
Yeah.
So,
well, you look cute.
Thank you.
You look sporty.
How are you? I see you have notes and laptops and paper.
Yeah, I'm pretty official. I gathered some things that I wanted to share. You know, I felt like there were other people on the podcast for a while, and I love that I recorded for the Patreon last week. It feels like we're in a bit of a routine, and now we're doing the weekly one.
So now we're back with the weekly. You heard from Elizabeth last week.
Correct. Yeah. What's your bow for the week?
Well, there's so many bows. I feel like we had a really busy but productive weekend. We're officially settled in the townhome. I think my bow is just feeling settled.
I love it.
That's all.
A settled bow.
The bow is tied.
Yeah,
and it's fluffed.
Settled.
I feel so settled. We stayed there on Friday and then ended up going to the lake house on Saturday.
Yeah.
And last night was Sunday and we had a lovely evening. Elizabeth made dinner. She grocery shopped. I did a lot of work around the house. It's like I keep joking. It's like we are, I kind of know how married couples feel. I'm like, do you have your keys? Do you have your garage opener? Like, did you make sure that you put your shoes downstairs? I'm making her coffee this morning. I'm following
her. Or a parent.
Or a parent, maybe. Either one. But it's funnier because there's two of us.
Yes, and like you're both kind of doing it on different topics to each other. And as the mom, I find it very endearing and it warms my heart that you're living together.
It's very fun. I had the first night's sleep. It was super hot and we need blackout curtains, but I had a really good sleep. Last evening, we went to bed early and I didn't wake up once. I wasn't hot.
And you adjusted. You guys figured out the thermostat
and everything. Yeah. It's like on a schedule. So I had a really great sleep. So my bow is just finally feeling super settled. And that's
wonderful.
A great feeling and organized.
Good. Yes. That's
my
a
low.
Good feeling.
What's my low? I am like stuffed up again.
I know.
It's like you cure an aroma and then a sinus infection hits you.
Right.
But I got some antibiotics. So that's all. That's about me. Enough. Go
That's
ahead.
Pretty
share.
Good.
What's going on?
Well, I have a lot of bows. The townhouse is a huge bow. I'm so excited for the two of you, and I love it. So that's like a sense of accomplishment. We did it lickety-splickety, and it looks great, and I love that you two are so happy in it. So that's for sure a bow. I got a facial this morning. I met Elizabeth Ann there, and the two of us had facials, and I feel glowy.
I love a good facial. And then I got an email. Did you schedule one for me in October?
Yes, I did.
That was so nice of you,
Mom. Wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. That was amazing.
Right.
Your skin looks great.
Thanks. I normally don't like to put makeup on the day I have a facial just because I like to leave it pure. But I did put some makeup on for this and it went on so nicely.
That's so nice of you.
Yes.
I didn't for my spray tan.
No, but you look youthful and young and vibrant. Yes, I needed some blush.
That's so funny.
But this is a public service announcement to remember to clean your brushes, your makeup brushes, because I'm pretty good about it. I was not always great and now I'm better about it. But the woman that does my facial was telling Elizabeth and me, just as a reminder, she uses, this is probably wrong, but I just use the palm of my hand and some gentle soap and I just keep working on it. She said to get from Amazon, there's like a silicone little bowl, I guess, and it sort of has grippies on the bottom. That makes more sense. And she said to start off with, this is probably something that everyone knows. I've had different devices over the years, and they're always like a nuisance to me, which is why I went back to the hand. But she said to get rubbing alcohol that's 70% or something and put a little bit in that bowl and put your brush in it and then dump that out and then put in a mild shampoo of sorts.
Wow. Okay. I got all new brushes when we moved. So or it's feeling great.
Throw your brushes out
the window.
Get new ones. But I'm trying to do it every 2 weeks.
What?
Yes, that's what she said. She told me that a while ago. So I try and do it every 2 weeks. She actually said, which I don't do, she said, have two sets of brushes. Okay, this is turning into a hobby. Two sets of brushes. And when you're cleaning one, then you have another set. However, I usually do it on a day when I know I'm not going to need to reapply anything. And I put my makeup on and then I clean it.
Yeah.
Usually during the week. And then I leave it like in a cup or my makeup brush holder and let it dry.
I don't have two sets of brushes, but
no, but and that's like an expense, and then you have brushes everywhere. So
everything's wet.
Yes, I do think that we need to find that silicone thing and clean our brushes more.
Clean our brushes more. She has perfect skin. I feel like I've actually gotten, you would never know right now because I'm looking.
Your skin looks great. I don't know why we're hiding under a hat.
No, because it's just like, it's
but
a weird,
you look great. I
whatever. But no, I did.
I'm
I worked
not camera
on my
ready.
Right. I'm not camera ready. But it's just you guys.
Yeah.
I have worked on my skin like a lot.
Your skin looks stunning. In fact, in the facial, because I usually go and I'll sit in the room like, and then Elizabeth had to leave today, but it's kind of fun. We just sit there and talk.
Yeah.
But she did say Elizabeth said your skin looks amazing.
So not that anybody asked. I'll keep this brief. In the fall, my skin was really good. Do you remember that? It was so good. And then I got off the train tracks and I was like, what was I doing in the fall to make it look so good?
Yeah.
Toner, morning and night. Vitamin C just in the morning.
Okay.
Obviously, like wash your face and then moisturizer. And then I do my tretinoin, but I've been like really good about my tretinoin. I think it's the toner. I think I have so much redness that it's kind of evening out, but I cleared up my whole mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's a little bit about me.
That's great.
Did Summer have any other tips for us to be doing today?
She did not.
Okay.
All right. No.
Yeah.
She just suggested cleaning the brushes more. And that was it.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I always like to know the updates. And as we use Obagi, which is good. But when we moved, like over, we cleaned up my bathroom, was it Friday?
Yeah.
And I got rid of like a ton of old makeup, old brushes. I got new brushes. So I do feel like my makeup is very simple these days and that's everything's good. Fresh. So okay. That's good. But yeah, you should be cleaning your brushes. I mean, even when we go in to get those facials, I've said this, and I know this is so gross. The amount of stuff that comes out that she's pulling out of our...
It's appalling. I just had one three and a half weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago when we were out to dinner, I was with Peyton, my childhood friend, and Elizabeth's friend, KK. And somehow we got on the topic about how, like, growing up, we never really ate rice. Like, you were, like, against rice. You just
against it.
Yeah, but you just never,
I really didn't serve a starch.
You didn't serve a starch. And they were like, that's so funny because, like, we have rice all the time. And, like, that's such an AM thing. Anyway, so we were talking about how, like, there's certain things that you do in your life. And it started off with the rice. And then the second thing I said is, yeah, my mom never touches her face. Ever. And that keeps like the oils and stuff. And then Peyton said, my mom never touches her face either. And like, you both have such beautiful skin. And I feel like I'm always touching my face. But then we were like, you both have really short hair. So like, you're not playing with your hair like us girls are. But I wonder if that's like a generational thing. Were you taught not to touch your face?
I know. My mom never said, don't touch your face. I just think I did not have great skin as a child, and then it was better, and then I went to college, and it was awful my sophomore year. Like, I was beside myself, and I went on Accutane, and then once I was on Accutane, that can really dry you out. My face was really dry. It was at that point I stopped touching my face.
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago you stopped touching
your
face.
And it wasn't anything. I think I was not touching it because it was so dry and peely. And I think that was it. And I don't, you know, Kelly, I never see her when if we're out. She doesn't touch her face either.
So we were both talking about it.
Or if you notice, like if I go to itch, it's like
it's just the top of your nail. So the past 2 weeks, I have really been trying hard not to touch my face.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also helped.
Oh, good. Well, that's an easy tip. Don't touch your
face. Don't touch your face.
We should make it positive. We should say keep your hands away from
your face. Yeah, it is positive. It's a great tip. Yeah. It makes sense. You're not getting all that oil and stuff from the day on your precious skin.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are just a few food for thoughts. What did you bring to the show today, producer Ann?
I told you what my bow was. And my low is something that I would only share with you guys because
I can't wait.
It's something that I've kind of been ranting about internally. And then I've also been, you're in the car with me.
Yeah.
And so I got the rules out and I thought no one else will listen to me except the podcast listeners.
We're here for it.
Honestly, my family would. But on the highways, I have been really disturbed as of late that the passing lane is full of people that are not passing.
Yeah.
We were driving to Cincinnati for the tennis thing. And I'm in the passing lane, which is the far left. Like, I looked it up. I have information.
She looked it up, guys.
Because I'm left-handed, and sometimes I'm like, maybe I do everything backwards. But I was always taught that the left lane is the passing lane. So as you move left on the highway, you're going faster, and you should pass and get over. That's what I was always taught.
Yes, that's what I was taught.
I am now on the highway, and I just have to get it out. I'm behind large, slow-moving trucks. Today, I was behind a pickup truck with a tractor attached to it in the passing fast lane.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor soul. An elderly man who was scared with his wife in the fast lane. Cars are going around him on the right and then cutting him off. And it was mayhem.
Right.
It's a common problem. And I am wondering, is it not taught? Have the rules changed? But can I just read it aloud. Passing rules on the highway dictate that you should generally pass on the left. Okay, generally, and return to your lane only when you can see the passed vehicle's headlights in your rear view mirror. So you don't want to
the left pass the fastest.
And then cut them off. But you pass.
Yeah.
And then you don't stay there.
Right.
Because I can guarantee you there's always someone going faster
behind
you.
Always, yeah.
And I, even when we went to Cincinnati, there would be a line of 10 cars and the lead was a truck.
I will say that the trucks that are in the left lane, well, the trucks are crazy on the highway recently. Yeah.
Yes. It says the left lane rule, keep right, stay in the right hand lane unless you are actively overtaking a slower vehicle.
So the left is the fastest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do not linger.
Linger. Oh, yeah. Interesting word to use for road.
Move back to the right lane once you have safely cleared the vehicle. People are lingering in the fast lane.
Well, they're on
lane.
Their phones. They're on their phones. They're on their phones. Yeah.
Yield to faster traffic. If a vehicle approaches from behind in the left lane, safely merge right to let them pass. I don't know. Here's, one other thing about this. I remember in driving school, I don't know why I remember this. The guy teaching us said every 3 seconds, I don't do this, but he said 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. You're supposed to look in your rear view mirror. So I think that people are on their phones and whatnot, and no one's looking in the rearview mirror to see that there are 15 cars behind them, and they're going the speed limit in the fast lane. You have to get out of the fast lane. I don't just linger there.
I think highway etiquette is we need a refresh. Everybody needs a refresh. I'm also just we talk about this all the time. What's everyone doing during the day where the roads are so busy?
Packed.
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 I can't imagine in a major city because we don't live in a major city, but it is packed on the highways today. I was going to get my spray tan. It's I know what I'm doing in the middle of the day.
Right.
But what are you guys doing in the middle of the day?
No, there's so many cars out on the road.
Yeah.
Also, and then we'll get off this topic. I feel across the country, I'm not sure if it's across the country, in our little area.
I love a sweeping statement. Tell it to me.
Somebody has overbooked the construction projects. Guys, there I am driving up against concrete walls constantly on the highway. They have overdone it. There are too many. It's they decided June 1st. Okay, let's go. Everyone get out there and put those big pylons on every single highway you see in the vicinity.
It's
everywhere.
In the Patreon, I think it was talking about how the cardboard industry we need to get into. We also need to get into the traffic cone industry because those things sit out there in rain or shine and no one's working.
I'm overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
I don't know who's the logistical person who decided, let's just do the 25-mile stretch of the highway. Why don't we do it in sections?
It's a huge scheduling issue for sure. Somebody just made this huge Excel thing and didn't realize that they took out the entire highway for the city. Yeah.
So
that, well, I think this is traffic awareness. I was not expecting that on today's show.
And I am grateful for this podcast for so many reasons. But today I'm grateful because I thought, you know what, before I bring this up, I'm actually going to get the information, because as I'm driving and I'm thinking, why am I in the fast lane with a guy who is trailering a massive boat and holding, like, maybe I'm wrong. Like, maybe what I learned when I was 16 driving, and what I remember, my dad used to flash his brights for someone to get over.
Yeah.
Like, that's a common thing. Right. Flash the brights. I usually don't do that because I don't want to get anyone upset. But I learned this. I mean, my dad was the same way. And you pass and then get over.
Yeah. No, I've always, again, I think it has been gotten a little crazy on the highway. Yeah. I totally agree with you.
So that's kind of my low. But I feel better getting it out.
Oh, good. I just assume, too, that everyone is on their phone when I'm driving.
You know what, Emily? That, from a safety standpoint, is a good thing to just assume.
Yeah, I just assume everyone's on their phone. So, like, I have to be the one to stay alert.
Stay alert.
Stay alert, for sure. Well, I think, I mean, there's so many things that we try and bring into the show. And one of them is traffic awareness.
Traffic awareness. You had no idea it was safety town here.
Immediately followed by construction awareness.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I like that the kids are back in school.
You know, I also like, I love the start of summer and I love summer break, but I also like routine. And there's something comforting seeing all the school buildings with cars there and kids are riding their bikes and buses are driving around. I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it. There's a coolness in the air today.
Yes.
Fall kind of nodding its head. But this always happens here. It's one thing I'm going to do is always compare my life to the year before at this exact same time. And there's always a week in August. It's typically around right now where it gets a little cool and there's like a breeze and just a whisper, a faint, faint whisper of fall. But then it gets really warm September and October.
Hot,
but it's stifling. It's stifling. Yes.
Yes. Well, let's talk about your upcoming week and some of the things that you're looking forward to and some expectations that you have.
I woke up this morning and I was just so excited, and I got to calm down because I can like work myself up. That's probably
Remind
why I gave myself a sinus infection. I'm going to LTKCon tomorrow, which is like the greatest three. It's like the best. I'm so excited. And last year you came with me. This year I'm just going by myself because
solo travel. What solo do they call it? Solo trip.
Solo trip.
Yeah.
Solo trip.
It's a work trip.
It's a work trip. So I leave tomorrow, but I like the, I'm flying like in the middle of the day, or not the middle of the day. Yeah, the middle of the day.
Yeah, late morning.
Late morning. So I've just been running around today trying to get all my ducks in order. And this was also like my deadline for the start of fall and just kind of like new chapter vibes. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for this week. Kind of a lot of clothes that's required. Like it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I come back Friday, but it's two outfits for each day.
Right.
And parties and
an extra outfit.
And then an extra outfit and obviously a travel. I have everything. So yesterday we had, you were such a stylist. You totally could be a stylist for, add that to the list of things that you, I know, but like professionally.
Oh, I see.
Professional. When I say things, I mean professionally.
I see.
No, when I say you could do it, I mean it's in a professional setting.
I see.
So we've been ordering, gathering. We did some shopping in the Hamptons. And then yesterday, I'm really glad we tried everything on. You steamed everything. You put it on hangers. You have a running notes shared. I mean, she's so organized. It's like really scary. I'm so like, la, la, la.
Well, and the other thing I'm going to give you, because we've done this before, when you have a big event like this for a few days, I have those clear Ziploc.
You do.
Rectangular bags to put the accessories that go with each outfit.
Yes.
Because there is a quick turnaround on some of the days. So you just have everything like on a hanger with that outfit.
And then you had a good suggestion. I had like an extra rack that we just like leave in the garage. So I just brought everything and I put it on the rack and I left it on the first floor. I'm going to try and put everything in a carry-on because I'm worried about checking my bag and, you know, losing all of my clothes for this event.
Can you imagine?
I honestly can. I feel like that's happened to people before.
I'm sure it has.
Like, I remember last year someone was like, I don't have my outfit for tonight. And like, people are sharing stuff. So I wear all my outfits onto the plane.
Well, I'm actually wondering if you can't fit everything, you could put your outfit for the first night in your carry-on, like your big go yard.
I could. I
mean,
it's
not ideal, but you could do that.
Or
take a bigger carry-on or something.
Take a bigger bag so I could like fit some extra clothes in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not worried about like the stuff that they give us because I think I can be able to, I would probably ship those home.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting really in the weeds with you guys.
Yeah, so sorry.
But we have some really, really, really cool looks that Anne styled and I'm just very excited to wear it. Really nicely made stuff. I was trying on some of those pants. I'm like, God, these are really nice. They're really nice.
You have some great looks and I did, just for purposes of us, a mood board. But I think what I'm going to do, and I did this last year, is I'm going to isolate each outfit,
yeah,
and make it a board so that when you wear the outfit, and I'll make sure everything's linked so that if you want to go shop it on LTK, you'll be able to.
Yes.
But then you can have at the ready, I got to get on this tonight, at the ready, each mood board for every outfit.
Yeah. I love
that.
Do
you like that idea?
That's a great idea. Okay. That's a great idea.
And then maybe I'll work on the newsletter this week. And it could be related to your LTK con looks.
I do feel like when I travel, though, like my content doesn't do as well.
Oh, okay, guys, listen to that.
So I'm like,
you know, this is interesting. We were out to dinner on Friday night and we ran into a former neighbor. And I had no idea she followed you. And she said, I just want you to know, I thoroughly enjoy following Emily and everything she does. And she's older than me. I think she's maybe in her mid 70s. And she said, I never like anything because I don't know if that's strange.
What?
And I said, what? I said, no, please like it. Like it.
She goes, guys, please.
She goes, I look at everything. I follow everything. Yeah.
Okay, no, I actually just thought of this when I was sitting here because I want like all my stuff to do well when I'm there. So please, if you like and comment on all of the posts from LTK or whatever, I'm going to do like a little, should I do like a little giveaway for Bose & Co?
Absolutely.
Plus I haven't done that in a while and I just feel like with back to school or whatever.
I love it.
So if you like and comment on like all the LTK posts next week when I do this again, I'll put up a box for you to like submit and just put your name. And what should we give away?
It could be like a group project, back to school
project. It is a group project. We're working together.
Comment and like all of Emily's
God,
stuff.
Someone help, for God's sakes. Get on your phone and like, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that would be great.
Because we worked so hard on the looks and I'm like, I just feel like, but I've heard this from other content creators. Like I see this all the time and I've talked to people in person. For some reason, like when you travel, sometimes your content doesn't do as well. I don't know if it's like maybe your topic or whatever it is. So anyway, we're going to...
I'll be liking bribe some and people commenting to do everything. And I think a giveaway is a great idea.
It's just
idea.
Like you, Claire, Elizabeth, Grammy, and then you get on Dad's own dad. Yeah. No, I swear she does this full time. Really? Because it looks like your immediate family's commenting on all of her posts.
No, you're doing really
well.
Kidding.
And I
love
kidding.
How inspired you were last year when you came back and how it manifested itself.
I'm ready to be I need another pumped
yeah,
up.
Like a big jolt. So yeah. Take notes and I can't wait for you to share it next week.
And they have a really good speaker coming. Emma Grenade. That's not her name. Emma Greed. She's like a big podcaster. She's British. Oh. She like runs like a couple businesses. She's like one of the keynote speakers. So I'm actually really interested to hear from her. And I think they have some people from Gap coming and talking. So obviously we'll have a full recap. I'm super excited. So that's tomorrow. And
it's going to be fun to follow along.
Thank you.
I'll miss not being there, but it's such a great event and it's so organized. And I feel like a lot of times when I go to things, it's also to make sure I can help you get content.
Right.
And I don't think there's a problem
there's not,
here.
We're able to cover it because everybody's like kind of helping each other and stuff.
Yes.
And since I've been there and stuff, it's going to be great.
It's great.
So that's what my week looks like. And I'll be sure to share all the outfits. The other thing that's great about the outfits is I feel like I will be able to rewear these the rest of the fall.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
sure.
Like in so many different ways.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
What else did you have to share? That's kind of my update. Tonight I have a date. Which I actually like don't know what time I'm going on the date. So looking good.
That sounds fun though.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of yeah.
It's
so,
a second date.
It is a second date.
Stay tuned. Good for you. I
oh
love
my gosh.
That.
I'm trying to think if anything else happened over the weekend. Claire and Connor were up at the lake house with Henry. Mm. Oh, we went to a fun going away party. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were just like running around. We had like half the day at the lake, then the other half was spent like finishing.
It actually felt like a super long day because we woke up relaxing. We had Henry, Claire, and Connor. I love to let them go out for breakfast, a little
it's
breakfast
so sweet
date.
That you do that. Yeah.
And then we, you know, have Henry, which is so fun. And then they left because they went to the zoo with Connor's whole family, which is so fun. It was like the perfect day.
It was.
So they left like around noon. And then it turned into a whole second day where we came home and we were doing some more townhouse stuff. And then we tried on
all the outfits. All of
the outfits. And thank goodness that we did that.
We were kind of running around and like we realized how much we had to get done. So yeah, it was like a fire drill.
It was really good. And then, fun fact, I was in bed at 8 o'clock last night with my book.
You do look really well rested. Everyone went to bed so early.
Well, it could be that I logged in, like, I didn't wake up till 7.
Oh, that's awesome, Mom.
Isn't it? I mean, I read for a while. I didn't go to sleep at 8. But I feel very well rested.
I feel very well rested as well. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really fall asleep just because I was anxious isn't even the right word. I was just thinking of everything for this week. Keyed up a little bit. Keyed up, yeah.
Yeah.
But then I had a really deep sleep and like naturally woke up with the light and felt very well rested.
No, that's good. And then this afternoon, I can't remember if we told these podcast listeners this, but our house liked your reel.
Oh yeah, they're sending over this beautiful martini mm-hmm. table that's like brand new. It's not our house lot. This is real our house.
Yes.
So they saw like what we've been sharing from our move, and they're gifting me this martini table. So it's getting delivered between 2 and 4. I'm like waiting for a phone call because you're probably gonna run over, and I'm actually gonna keep hopefully recording with Claire this afternoon. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to get the martini table, and I'm still waiting on my dresser, and then we'll be good to go. But that'll probably show back up when I'm gone this week.
Yes. Which actually be super convenient for you.
It will be super convenient. So yeah, I'm excited to see how the martini table looks mm-hmm. and everything like that. So
really cute.
All right, what do we have? Enough about us.
We can talk. I actually thought it would be good simply because I've been putting these looks together. The air is turning outside. And I know that everyone is showing fall stuff, but I was kind of intrigued. I know some of the trends.
I don't actually know the trends. What do we need to get? I actually don't know, Mom.
Okay, so I looked up, these are like wearable fall fashion trends. Because as we all know, there are trends, but they don't translate in everyday life.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
So here are some tips for wearable fall fashion trends. I think this is from Vogue, or I don't know who this person is, but I liked it. Asymmetrical details. Ooh. And they showed like 3 or 4 pictures. Yeah. So an asymmetrical skirt or a cute top, or that is a sweater. And I actually haven't seen that, or I haven't paid attention to it. So
now that you're saying that, a lot of the girlies are wearing asymmetrical stuff. I totally see. I love that though. I think it's cool.
Isn't that cool?
It does add a lot of dimension to things.
It does.
Yeah.
And I do think an asymmetrical top of some sort can be very flattering with the right pants.
I agree.
All right. So that's number one. And it says, I love when a trend can make a really simple piece feel a little more interesting. And asymmetrical details do exactly that. Mm. I mean, I like an asymmetrical dress.
Same. I think it. Yeah, I have a top.
Up and down. I like that.
I like that too. And it kind of like as you move, I feel like it follows your body.
Yes. Apparently last fall, this trend started gaining traction.
I believe it too. Yeah.
Yes. But we're going to also be seeing even more of it. One shoulder necklines, a classic kind of a thing. But those
a classic
are also kind of fall into the asymmetrical category. So if you want like, I'm going to skip that one shoulder shirt hanging off of my shoulder.
I might join it. It's very Zara coded, those first two.
Aren't they? Yes. And I think that's super easy to pull off.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, this is another one that I will adopt in my own over 50 version. Track pants for every day.
Yeah, I'm seeing this.
Yes. A little too slouchy, a little, they look like Adidas ones, but I do like I think I could get a sophisticated track pant.
Would a silk pant fall into this? Because I feel like, or is I think that a separate coming, category? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to jump ahead to something that was pre-listed.
That's kind of like the big topic that I want. Let's just talk about it now. I don't know if it's in this list. Yep, here it is. I'm going to jump down. Satin and silk basics are everywhere. And last fall, I wore a beautiful like silk set, and I'm going to wear it again this fall. And it was long sleeve, kind of a gray silvery base. You know what I'm talking about?
I totally know
beautiful.
What you're talking about. Yeah, it's stunning. Yes. What brand was that?
I'm not sure. I got it at a local boutique. I loved it.
I thought it was TWP for a second. But
no. And I wore it. It's an Italian thing. It's beautiful, Italian brand.
Yeah.
But then I also have this really cute Ann Taylor set that's pink, geometric, got a ton of compliments in the Hamptons. And I wanted to say, guys, it's from Ann Taylor.
Yes.
So, and you just got a really cute one sent to you from Ann Taylor that is got a geometric print on it. However, satin pants. Okay, stick with me on this.
We're here.
In December, I bought Vince forest green silk pants and I wore them out for Elizabeth's birthday and I wore them to another like little holiday thing. And then I wore the matching classic Vince sweater with it.
Yes.
All they are fantastic.
They're and
you
stunning.
Can wear these satin pants. You can do a button down, a little like going into the fall, like a little short sleeve sweater. I'm seeing them everywhere. I also ordered a couple of pair that I ended up trying on. They weren't long enough for you, but from Quince. Mm. And they are more of a drawstring. And I'm going to hold on to those two pair. I got them in like a taupe and then also a really periwinkle, pretty periwinkle blue.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. And I thought maybe Elizabeth might like a pair as well. They're showing like, we've seen them for years, but they're really like somebody has picked satin.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to just run with this. Satin slip dresses. I would pass on that. I don't know.
They're cool for
or
us.
Or you could, they're very cool for you. You could also do a satin slip dress with a pretty sweater over it.
Or like, I think a blazer's cool with that.
Oh.
And like you a know cool what? Heel.
That's
like,
cool.
So cool.
That's
maybe
cool.
I should do that this fall.
So I actually ordered you a brown one because we need it for our photo shoot for our new line that's coming. So you are potentially wearing a slip dress for your photo shoot.
And where's that from? Because it looks really cool.
Quince.
Let's keep it. Maybe yeah. I'll wear it with a blazer.
It's super cool. One thing, I love satin skirts. I'm looking at a picture and this is a floor length one. And this woman in this picture looks super cool.
She's very cool. That middle white picture, like that blouse in that undone way. I've been seeing a lot of girls do that.
Yes.
Like not even undone, but just like that yes. style of top in like different colors.
Yep. I think that's really cute too. All right. So we did the track pants, bold stripes. Now, everyone, listen, I think that we have to be careful with bold stripes. And my mom taught me this forever ago. And it's, of course, stuck in my head. Certain stripes, if they're too bold.
I love when this happens.
Can just not be flattering. Like if we're doing big stripes this way.
Across our chest.
Across our bodies.
Yeah.
It's just not, I mean, it's too bad that they don't do vertical stripes because that's elongating. So I love stripes, but I don't know. You have to make sure with your body if the bold stripe is the right stripe.
A tasteful stripe.
Yes.
Take note. Take inventory of your stripes and
now,
say.
Now, I do like, I'm looking at this picture. There's a rugby and there's a lot of space between each one. That one could be more flattering.
Yeah.
But something like maybe that, I don't know. But stripes, I mean, they're always here, but apparently this fall, bold stripes.
That kind of makes sense. That Z Supply, like little sweater that Elizabeth wore, that's mine in the Hamptons, that looks just like those pictures.
It does. And then, oh, this is interesting. And I would like your take on this. I don't even know what these are. And I'm probably late to the game, but ballet sneakers.
What? I've never seen those before. Zoom in. I got to see that. Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to say that we all pass.
I think that was a stretch. I think that was everybody was we're grasping at straws with that one.
I mean, I like the ballet flats. Those are adorable.
And I like a sneaker, but hashtag Neuroma, they but have, not together.
You know what? These might be good for your
wait
Neuroma.
A wait a minute. Do I stand corrected?
I don't know. I think the toe bed is still narrow because it's considered
who's making
a ballet
those
flat.
Shoes? Like, what's that brand? Is that a Samba?
It looks
it's giving
like
Samba.
It. Look, or Puma. No, not Puma. It's getting Samba. Here we go.
I don't even think they have a lot of linking options, though, for it.
No. There's straps going across it.
Super
they kind of make me uncomfortable.
They make me very uncomfortable. It's like those mesh flats that everyone was trying to make a thing.
Yeah.
And then we just saw toes on concrete.
Yeah. No.
I don't think so, guys.
But you know what? At least you know that they're in.
Yeah.
Like you can say to someone, how do you feel about, you know, the ballet sneakers?
Yeah.
And they won't know what you're talking
and
about.
And then you could go, you don't know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That make them feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah. You don't want a Velcro strap on a sneaker across your foot? Those are strange. Okay, I love this one. Cherry red accents. I'm classic. Sorry, but cherry red in any form just makes you happy, doesn't
it?
It
does. It's a lovely and piece.
Any time of the year, but for the fall, it's a deep, deep red.
Gorgeous.
Well, the picture they have here is of a Chanel bag that is to die for. But cherry red, and you can see it in all sorts of things. Look for it in shoes. They're showing ballet flats or handbag.
Elizabeth has a purse just like that first one.
Yes, she does, actually. It's so, I forgot that. It's a YSL purse that's in, they're showing belts in cherry red. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, but, I like that.
I think it could be good. And then look at those cute, there are, and it's not bright red. It's dark, dark cherry.
We said cherry.
Yeah. Cherry. There's a blouse.
Cherry.
Yeah. I don't want you to makeshift it and come up with,
eyes and ears open, ladies. It's cherry.
All right. Here's a darling one that I like. Shaped jackets. And these are super cute. Like a lot of belted things.
That's flattering. I love that.
Very flattering. I'm seeing leather, suede. This is cute. It's got like a little bit of a waist to it. After several years of oversized boxy outerwear, jackets are starting to have a little more shape again. That this doesn't necessarily mean everything has to be tight or overly fitted. It's more about thoughtful details like funnel necks, high collars. Yes, please. Yeah. I mean, I love that.
Yep.
Curved seams, cropped lengths, and softly cinched waists.
Well, I love that. Whoever wrote that. And those pictures are very cool. And I love that first jacket with the belt, a leather jacket with a belt.
Yes.
I love a belt. I think a waist.
And that gives definition to your outfit, but you still have room to wear your sweater or whatever underneath.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So if you are in the market for some sort of a new fall jacket, look for something with a belt or a shape to it.
Or a funnel neck.
Or a funnel neck.
Or all three.
A funnel neck is fun.
We're in silk pants. We're in cherry red. We're in funnel neck with belts and everything like that. We're in sneaker ballet flats.
So those are the trends that this article had. And I love them because they are very adaptable.
Yes. That was, first of all, I love when you bring, you know, paperwork and facts and articles to the show. And I really did not know what the fall trends were. I hadn't tuned into what was going on.
Now, there are other ones that I did, but keep in mind, those were what this person thought were very wearable and doable.
There's more. So, like, what kind of more?
Let me just look at this other article as we're talking here, because this one is from Vogue, 6 Key Fall Fashion Trends.
Okay. Any overlap?
This is where they lost me. Number one, the second skin maxi. So maxi dress. However,
I don't even know what that means.
You tried on a Ulla Johnson dress. You did a Saks collab, and that would fall into this. It's a form fitting. It feels like it's a second skin.
I see.
And it's a long dress.
I did like that dress. It had like a high neck.
It's really pretty.
It's actually, okay, I see what's going on here. Right, that was right on trend.
Yep. Yes. Oh, here we go. The fall floral. There are tons of florals. I just bought an Ulla Johnson blouse for myself, and it has florals on it. But they're dark. They're dark.
And it's a big print floral, I would say. Yes.
Love this one. Peplum proportions.
Someone was having fun with alliteration over at Vogue.
Yeah, I love the alliteration. This is amazing. Peplum, it's not for everyone, but I am seeing a lot of it. That sweater
Could be for some.
I love peplum. The right peplum is perfect. And you just got a sweater from Amazon for a travel look, and it ties.
Yes.
And it makes it look like it's peplum.
Yes.
So keep an eye out for that outfit.
Totally.
The Art Deco dress.
Zoom it up. Let me see it. What is that? What are we talking about? Is like, that a tassel?
It's got a tassel on it. So like Doe-in. The Art Deco is from the 20s. That's really pretty. The cropped cut. So it's a jacket that's really cropped. See, like, I don't think that's super wearable. Very cool. And if you see it and you want it, it's in. But
they're showing a desk tree jacket, which I get is cool.
It's cool. It's got big sleeves. The modern blazer. Great. I mean, I think most
that's
blazers.
A blazer.
Yeah. The 1920s. Why do we have another reference to the 20s? Smoking jacket. I don't know what that means. It just looks like a man's oversized coat. Fine. I wouldn't pinpoint that as like, wow, a crazy trend that's going on.
It's an oversized coat. Yeah, this girl's really super trendy. She's got to come back to earth. It just looks like a wool jacket, but okay.
The foundational layer, like a pleated midi skirt. So I do think skirts are super in, and they were in the fall and the summer, and they're still in.
And I really like the satin, like silk slip dress with like a blazer and a heel. I think that's so cool.
You could put a modern blazer on
A super modern blazer. Yes. You guys aren't even going to, we're going to be, this whole Bows and Company audience is going to be unrecognizable with our trends this year. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I love it.
You had a pad of paper and wrote some of those down because those are some good,
trends. We were writing things down. And I'm actually happy that we did this right now because I think that gives everybody time to go home, find their shopping carts, get things in order, and kind of pinpoint what trends they want to hop on. Because
honestly, if I want a new handbag, I think I want a cherry red one.
I would say so. Yeah.
I'm actually going to look for one of those tonight.
When you find it, share it with me and I'll tell the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we went over this because now I'm feeling great. I feel like a lot of the clothes that I'm bringing this week are pretty aligned.
They are.
So that's good. And it's still with this undertone of classic for sure.
And I also think there's a lot of plaid, like fall plaids, browns. And I'm seeing that a lot.
And brown and blue is very in.
Huge.
Super in, which I love that light blue. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for sharing those fall trends from all of your research. And I loved this little Monday catch up.
Yes.
And we're going to continue recording today, I think, with Claire, assuming I'm not quite sure. Things are like this kind of a crazy day. And I can't wait to see my martini table.
I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see it.
Can I just say a fun fact?
Please. Say whatever you want.
After we went to our house loft and we screamed our way through it because we were so excited and we found the sectional and the coffee table and we put the foundation together. I was looking at the Our House catalog online kind of to get some inspiration, and I really wanted to find at Loft a little drink table that was cool.
Yeah.
And we didn't see one. So I was, for inspiration, I was looking online at the Our House website and I found one that I loved.
Yes.
And then I Google image reversed it to see if I could find a look for less. I could not. So I put it out of my brain, and then you got that message from Our House that you got to pick out a cocktail table, and she had an option of like 10 or 12, and one of them was this very table.
Isn't that crazy? Meant to be.
And it's a $1,200 table.
Guys, it's a $1,200 table. Yeah. It's like kind of ridiculous.
It's kind of amazing.
It is amazing. It's so cool. And it goes perfectly with the space.
It's really cool. It's got like a marble and gold.
That couch is literally the most comfortable couch
I've ever sat
in my entire life. I actually laid a blanket down, sat on the blanket, put a blanket on top of me because I'm like so worried about keeping it pristine. I don't know if I'll feel comfortable having people on the couch other than Elizabeth and I.
There'll be like caution tape all around.
It's covered in plastic.
It's like when you get your a new car or whatever and you don't want anyone to eat in it for a while.
Right.
You have to have a little time period.
Yes. I kind of like that the table is from like our family because I feel a little bit more comfortable with like the table.
The kitchen table.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this can withstand a bunch. Right. So,
Because other than the couch and the new like living stuff, everything you've had.
Right. No, everything else we've had. Exactly. And we went bananas in the last episode talking about the Our House.
I
was calling it state of the art furniture. So hilarious. So I think that's our show. If you comment on, I'm going to remind everybody, if you comment on all of my LTK posts this week and send a like, there will be a box to enter the giveaway, and I will be giving away. What should we give away?
I know. I was just going to ask you that. What do you have in your apartment that you is either new or that you love?
I feel like everybody likes a good gift card. So maybe we do like a $100 Amazon gift card.
That's a good idea.
For like back to school, or I need to think about what a little fall thing could be. We're going to do a giveaway. It'll be on Bows and Company, and I'm going to figure it out. But go to the Instagram for information on that, and that'll make me feel great because then all my posts will do well while I travel. Okay, guys, that's our show. We got to go greet and welcome our martini table.
Yes.
I hope you all have a great start to your week and a wonderful rest of your August. Be sure to subscribe to our Patreon for extra episodes. We just had a really fun show with Mom last week, and you will still have one extra episode over there. And we will just, you know, see you next week, and I can't wait to give you all the lowdown on my fun week.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. Thank you all so much for listening. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.